Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast that was really... I even knew that was bad when I said it, because that was like...
Level 10, was it?
No, because that was like too presentery.
Well, that's what you think you are now, isn't it?
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the new and improved podcast with Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks.
It's not new, though, is it?
It's new.
It's not, is it?
Well, it is. We've got a screen behind us.
Yeah, well, it's improved, but it's not a new podcast.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, slightly improved podcast with Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks.
Because we're improved, slightly improved.
Yeah.
I now have to legally tell you that it's going to be quite explicit. Adult themes and some alcohol consumption. So if you don't like bad words, go for yourself.
He's going to say words like... Remember, as well as listening, you can watch us now too. We're on the YouTube.
Yeah, because we got asked so much for people to watch us, we have now done that. So you can now see Sam...
Every Friday, because we've levelled up.
Embarrassing self visually as well as audio. And how do they find it?
On YouTube.
Yeah, but how? It doesn't just come up, does it?
On their phones?
Yeah, just search for Staying Relevant Podcast.
So, it's Valentine's week. I mean, seeing as you are like the love of my... You're not the love of my life, you're like the family of my life, but I would adopt a child with you.
No, I don't want kids with you. But we did discuss this previously. We have discussed this before when everyone was getting shows, you know, Mummy Diaries, Mummy Diaries 2, Mummy Diaries with someone else's mother, Mummy Diaries, Mummy Diaries. We thought about adopting, didn't we, just to get a show because we couldn't get one.
Yeah, because apparently that's how it works. You pop one out, you run to the commissioners and you go, hello, we have one.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't necessarily have to be yours. We were just going to sort of borrow one. But yeah, we never did that. I think we'd make terrible parents.
I think we'd make fucking great parents.
I think you'd be an awful father.
Not what Zara says.
Well, no, because obviously if you have a kid with her, then, you know, she's really tied into the fortune. And eventually she'll divorce you because you're a fucking idiot. And then she'll take everything. And then you'll come running to me in my little cave under a bridge and go, please, can I share the park bench with you?
My little cave under a bridge.
Well, let's face it, I'm going to be fucking...
You know when you like people who have like furry feet?
Weirdly enough, I've actually got...
And a cane. You're going to have like one of them canes.
I have got quite nice feet though. My big toe does have a little comb over like Bobby Charlton, but it is... But I have got quite nice feet. I wouldn't want our kids to have either of us.
I wouldn't want him to have your nose.
To be completely...
I'll tell you right now, if he had your nose, mate, we'd have a real problem because you've got a stonker.
I've got a big nose.
You've got a fucking stonker.
Yeah, to be
and
fair.
And it's growing.
Yeah, if I fall over face down, you're going to struggle to get me back out of the ground. Yeah, if I was doing community service, I'd pick up little with a fucker. Is that what we're saying? Yeah. Yeah, you, what a funny prick you are.
Mate, do you know what I've actually got to say? I've got a Roman nose. I've got a hooked nose. So every time I have a beer, I drink and the nose gets the froth before my lips touch it.
I have got quite a big nose. Now that you've said
You've got an absolute stonker, mate. I don't know what you think, mate, but after last season, I have a feeling this year is our year. I genuinely believe that.
Yeah, it's starting to sound a little bit like Del Boy and Rodney. Next year we'll be millionaires because we've been saying that for 5 years and all we've got now is sofas.
We've got a screen.
We've got a screen. And I'll be honest, this isn't just our screen. This changes every time something else happens, mate. So all they've done is put a little fucking whatever that is, visual on the screen. But that it doesn't stay there. These aren't even our sofas. The only thing that we've actually got that if we got cancelled I could take is the drinks trolley.
No, I don't even think we got that.
And that's about 50 quid.
If that, it's looking
and
quite
to be honest with you, I didn't buy the alcohol, so they'll probably keep that and all. So I'll have an empty drinks trolley. So actually... Nothing has changed. And if you haven't noticed, we've also got cue cards.
I know!
Which is why Sam keeps looking down.
Because we've levelled up. We are now...
We have levelled up. We've got cue cards. And if you look, they're really good. Because we don't have a lot of the cue cards and we can't get rid of them every week, we just put another piece of paper on top so that we can reuse them because we can't afford the printing. So I'll just put that back for this week. What are you doing for Valentine's Day with your beautiful girlfriend who no one understands why she's with you?
I actually got that as a message yesterday. Someone DM'd me being like, how have you done that?
I get it a lot of the time. A lot of people just say to me, why don't you just take her? And I'm like, I know I could give her the life that she really wants, but I feel bad.
She could share your cave?
Hey?
She could share your cave.
She's very good at interiors. She'd make it very homely.
I'm taking her to a cat cafe. Don't look at me like that.
For Valentine's?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to a cat cafe. I didn't realise it was for Valentine's. And what people won't understand about this is because they're all going to be able to see that, aren't they, on your social medias? Because you're not just taking Zara, you're taking your videographer. So for Valentine's, you're taking Zara and your videographer to a cat cafe.
He's not coming this time because it is for Valentine's. We had to change the date, but yeah.
So we're not going to see that?
No, you're not going to see it. Well, you might see it on a photo, ask for the kitten or two.
Yeah. Which is a lot like what you can just do at home because you've got a couple of cats.
And we do.
So why are you going to
the cafe? Because she loves cats and she wants to go and see them. And we're going to go and like have a nice tea.
And also, you're that tight. You're quite happy because that's cheap as shit, isn't it?
It really is cheap. I'm not tight, by the way. I just don't like frivolous spending.
Yeah, well, especially, yeah. That is why you have so much money, because you earn so much, obviously, because you are fucking Keiko. Obviously, you've got a trust fund.
What are you doing for Valentine's?
I'm going to have a wank and a pot noodle.
We're back, baby. They said we'd never be back, and we are.
I genuinely don't know how.
Anything else you want to add to this?
Well, for me, this is a really big moment.
Oh, I thought we were going to do this.
Here we go. This is a big moment. We came from nothing. We started from the bottom.
Whoa.
We started from the bottom.
Whoa. When we say we came from nothing, I genuinely did. You came from lots of money. You went to boarding school. You had a butler. You had a nanny.
I didn't have a nanny. Oh, I did, actually. Nanny Karen.
Yeah. Your mum's also called Karen. Weird thing.
No, slightly odd.
Mummy Karen and Nanny Karen.
No.
I bet that was confusing for your dad.
Pete, how do you feel with being back?
Fine. Great. How do you feel?
I feel brilliant. And we were gone for quite a long time.
About 6 weeks.
We were gone for 6 weeks. How do you feel about how you've maintained relevance in that time, Pete? We need an update, a breakdown of what's been going on in your life.
Well, listen, we stopped because it was Christmas and because all this shit was happening. Now we're back. All this shit has happened. I spent most of Christmas drunk and don't remember a lot of the past 6 weeks.
Pete hates Christmas, by the way, for anyone listening.
And New Year. New Year's worse. New Year, new me. No, you're going to be the same prick you were the year before.
Did you make any resolutions?
No. What's the point?
I made three. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Go on.
Okay, so I want to read a book at 5 a.m. every morning. I want to have a cold shower.
So hold on. Let's start on the first one. Read a new book at 5 a.m. every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times have you done that in January?
Quite a few.
Sam?
Yeah.
How many times have you done that in January?
Like 5.
Sam?
Yeah.
How many times have you done that in January?
Like 5.
You haven't done it.
I haven't done it. All right.
Next one.
Cold shower every morning. And another one was yoga. Yeah, I'm now actively looking for a yoga instructor. I want to do yoga. What are yours?
I don't have any. I said that.
Why?
Because I'm going to be the same fucking knob that I was the year before. It's just ingrained in me now to be a fucking knob. So I might as well just get on with it until I die.
Which is going to be when?
I won't make it a 40.
And bear in mind, Pete's 36 now.
34. It goes up a year every time you tell everyone my age.
We call him prehistoric Pete.
No, we don't. We did that once because I've just had to do your fucking radio show, which is the new thing for you. I'm surprised you've not mentioned it yet.
Well, that's a nice segue into it, actually.
There we go, yeah. What have you been doing to stay relevant, Sam?
So I have a new radio
show. Brace yourselves.
So I have a new radio show. It's called Hits UK. And it's every evening, Monday to Thursday, 7 p.m. till 10 p.m.
Yeah, this isn't like an opportunity for you to plug your own show.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, he does a radio show.
Yeah, and it's very serious. Well, it's not serious, but...
Well, it's definitely not serious because I've just interviewed for it. And one of the questions were, if you were a dinosaur, what would you be?
And I've got my own sort of... like name and stuff on the background on screen.
You've got a similar thing to this with a picture. I went into this studio today and noticed that the picture Sam is smiling, that sort of gormless thing he does, and he's got food in his teeth.
Yeah, that is really annoying. That's really annoying. Basically, they took a
photo. Knew he had a photo shoot. He's got a shirt on that looks like he was ironed with a brick.
But I do have food in my teeth. I did the photo shoot and no one wanted to tell me that on the one image they were going to use for, you know, the billboards, the ones on buses... The advertising that I'm around.
Nice
everywhere.
Way to let people know how big time you are. Yeah. All the billboards, the ads on buses, and you know all the other things that you've done. You're not on a billboard.
No buses.
So you just
either.
Added that in. No buses or billboards.
And I, you know, I was going to run with it, and I went, people are going to call me out. I'm on no buses and on no billboards.
Right. I'll tell you what's embarrassing, actually. Since we've walked in, and when we walked in earlier on, Sam says hello to everyone as if he knows them all.
All right, guys. All right. How you doing, John?
They don't know him. No idea.
There is a guy.
He's walking around. Hi, how you doing? All right? Yeah. It's honestly, it's making me, it's cringy.
Because you're in my house now, Pete.
I'm in your house.
You're in my house now, Pete.
We went to get the lift and instead took the stairs because there was a few people and someone went, getting your steps in, and Sam went, oh, you know me. And the guy looked at him like, no, I don't.
That did actually happen.
It literally just happened. You just said some awkward response.
But you know it's like the water cooler chat. You know it's like, oh, get your steps in, mate. You're like, oh, these stairs will get you though, won't they?
You know what they say, don't shit on your own doorstep.
Or don't shit where you eat. Or don't eat your shit.
Anything else you've done? Because there's another big project that you've been working on.
It's, yeah, so I am also the podcast host of Love Island The Morning After. I don't know why I've suddenly got really professional. Yeah. The podcast host of Love Island The Morning After. And I also appear on Love Island After Sun every Sunday alongside Maya Jammer and India Polak.
Right. Anyway, I think we've done the opening conversation of 10 minutes.
No, we haven't spoken about Tower yet.
Well, no, because we're coming back to that.
Are we circling back?
Well, it's the I don't know if you were with our producer before we started this show, where we discussed... This is why I've got notes,
you see.
We're going to try and stick to the format, right?
Yeah, it's always better when you lead it.
Which is what I'm doing now. So okay. Shut the fuck up and move on to the next bit.
Okay.
What have you done this week to stay relevant? That was fucking seamless.
Well, I've done a few things. I did After Sun.
Right,
of
okay.
Which my name is also there too.
Well, you say that. You say that because I saw a great article in the Daily Mail this week about After Sun's ratings.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's all about that.
Amazing. Ratings were great.
They were.
And they said, thanks to Maya Jammer, your name wasn't even in the article.
It was enough.
You or India, it was all Maya Jammer storms and makes Love Island history. You didn't even get a mention because even on Twitter and everything else, if you look at it, Maya and India, breath of fresh air. It's almost like you're not there. I'll be honest with you, mate. What are you doing?
It is tough. I'm going to be honest with you because they know each other really well, I think.
And also, they're likable.
There's also another thing. So basically, we did the announcement for Love Island.
And they did the announcement.
They did the announcement for Love
Island. You did your own trailer for it.
And
you did your own trailer and didn't get mentioned.
Yeah, well, that is true. ITV basically did their own Love Island trailer for After Sun, and I just wanted to sort of like ram it down people's throats a little bit that I was doing it. So I was like, come on. And then I basically was like, I'm doing it. Then when the announcement came out, me and India were sat next to each other, and she goes, oh my God, Maya's just commented under my photo.
Maya doesn't even follow you. You know that, don't you? You host a show together and she don't even follow you on Instagram.
I do know that.
How do you feel about that, Sam?
It's fine.
Is it? It doesn't look fine. I'll be honest with you. You don't look fine.
It's pretty tough.
And what's made it worse is that now...
It's too far gone.
It's too far gone. But also now, because we've mentioned it, if she does follow you, she's done it just because she feels awkward.
I don't think she would.
You host a whole show together. Right. You don't really host, do you? I mean,
I do host. I am a co-host. That's what they say in the thing. Sam Thompson co-host.
I'll be honest with you, don't say that in the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
She hosts, you're a panel.
Yeah, we're on the panel.
Yeah.
India turns around and goes, oh my God, Maya's commented underneath my photo. That's so nice of her, of the announcement. And we both done the exact same announcement. And Maya was like, let's go to the announcement. As if like, let's go on, let's have this. And so I looked, I went, oh, this is great. Like, I better have a look at mine. And look at my announcement, nothing. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I'm sure she follows me.
Nothing.
And then further down the line, she even tagged me in something.
But still doesn't follow you.
Still doesn't follow me.
No.
But it's gone so far that like we're so deep into it now that I don't think I can go up to him and be like, would you mind? It would mean a lot if you could follow me.
That's where you're at.
So you wouldn't go up and be like, well, should we follow each other?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Why would I?
What would you do?
Nothing. Because I don't care. I mean, it really makes no difference. So anyway, so you've done that. You've done something else as well. Quite big. Sam absolutely ruined an interview with Brad Pitt this week.
I didn't ruin it. That's not fair. It actually went really well.
Did it?
Yeah.
I mean, the only good part was you managed to get in a room with him. He hated you.
No, he didn't.
He looked at you with the same contempt that I do, where he thought, you're a fucking idiot.
No, he didn't. He was confused, but only because I came in charging.
Well, not really. You came in as if he was your headmaster. Hello, Mr. Pitt.
Oh, you watched it. Pete watched it. Pete watched the interview, which is lovely.
Of course I did. I would not miss that complete car crash.
Look, I went in, and the thing you didn't actually see is I was wearing, you know, those Chelsea boots that I like.
Yeah, I know. And then a horrendous long sleeve polo from Next.
Yeah, that is what it was.
Because Zara told me when she bought it, like, I give a fuck.
It was. It was the polo from Next. And I walked in and I wanted to make him feel comfortable. And so...
Well, you fouled there.
I didn't want to make him nervous. I didn't want him to feel like he was like nervous.
You didn't... Sorry. Your fucking ego dictates, right, that you thought you coming into a room might make Brad Pitt nervous. Oh, God, that's not Sam Thompson. Oh, shit. Is that Sam Thompson? Is that the UCAN guy?
No, you can't do that.
Oh, I can. You can.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, look, I wanted... I wanted the room to settle.
Yeah.
So I went in.
Yeah, and people were so excited that you were there. It's understandable.
And I said, you know what, we're going to break the ice here. And I saw that he was actually wearing a fine pair of Chelsea boots himself. And so I went, oh, we're both wearing Chelsea boots. And then he went, yeah, we are. And I was like, that means we're like brothers. And he went, well, I'm pretty sure that quite a few people in the world wear Chelsea boots. It didn't fully land. And
well,
it didn't fully land.
It never took off. No, but let alone fucking land.
No, but that, you know, when you go in, you go, I'm going to break some ice here. And then it didn't break. If anything, it got even more ice. And I was like, oh, no.
Well, yeah, because then you followed it up with, I like your ring. Yeah. Which if you just listen to that as a sound clip, sounds weird. But what was the point in that? Just complimenting him.
Because he had a massive fat ring on him. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And then I wanted to basically compliment him. So
If you've just tuned in and you've just heard Brad Pitt's got a massive fat ring on him, that's not as bad as what the interview actually was.
No, it's because I wanted to make him feel... like I was complimenting him. I want him to feel complimented. It's the art of interviewing, Pete.
You are so socially awkward, it makes me feel awkward. I get secondhand awkwardness. I watch it and go, ooh. It made me shiver.
But then again, yes, it didn't get much better, actually, because then I was trying to sort of save.
He hurried you.
Yeah, he did hurry me. He hurried me.
He motioned.
I know.
Get on with it.
Yeah, it's because I couldn't get my poem out because I was reading him a poem.
You wasn't. Were you?
I was reading him a Taylor Swift song.
There we go.
So I was trying to do a TikTok prank on him and it didn't work, didn't land, because he actually called the song. But then also I tried to bring it back to the movie and I was like, it almost makes me miss the 1920s. And then I just realised that I wasn't alive in the 1920s. And I was like, that was a fucking weird thing to say.
And then you went with vocabulary that you don't use.
Which is what?
To be fair, Brad. First name terms now, you and him.
Brad,
To be fair, Brad, it's a banger.
Do you know why? It's because I was interviewing him for the radio show and I sometimes say that tunes are bangers. It's the lingo.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like when I went into your studio earlier and you went, put the cans on, Pete. Headphones, mate. Just go with headphones. It's fine. So you have actually been quite relevant this week. I mean, you failed.
I've been doing stuff.
You've been doing stuff. You're getting opportunities. It's just a shame you're fucking them all up. I would consider Brad Pitt then to be
success.
Not a success at all, really. It was a fucking catastrophe. But not your worst. Miles Teller.
Miles Teller. I forgot I told you about that.
People don't know about this because we've obviously had, you know, a little Christmas interlude.
Yeah, but by the way, this is a while ago. This isn't like recently. This was a while ago. I'd just done a interview with the cast of Fantastic Beasts, actually, and it went really, really well. And
why has your voice changed?
And I think I'm trying to explain.
Why does your voice change when you're talking about my work? So I'd recently just done an interview with the cast of Fantastic Beasts, actually, and it was so great. Why just talk
normally? I'll do it like you. Right, so I fucking turned up. I did a really nice interview with the cast of Fantastic Beasts, and it went on my Instagram, and then we did something with Paramount, actually, didn't we, Pete?
We did.
And... they actually asked me whether
that was
I wanted...
a fucking awful name drop, by the way. We did something with Paramount.
And they basically got in touch and they were
like... We went to Go Ape. That's what we did. He's made that sound like we've just been working Paramount. We went Go Ape. Carry on.
And Pete hated... You hated the heights. And Pete was so bummed out. And he...
Sam, you are aware... Sam, can I just... I just want to point this. Sam does this all the time because he doesn't know what to say, so he tries to get his own back.
No.
The video is on the fucking Instagram.
It's not that you hated the height, sorry, it's that you were hungover.
Oh, I was so hungover.
And Pete didn't want to be hoisted into the air. And he was wearing like a jock strap or whatever they...
A harness.
He was wearing a jockstrap harness.
Just a harness, Sam. Jockstrap doesn't need to be... Sam was also wearing a harness. We were wearing harnesses.
And he was getting hoisted into the air.
Honestly.
With a harness. He had his arms just by his side, getting hoisted up. And then they put us on this really high treehouse. And then I got really scared because I don't like heights. And so I was shaking and Pete was just sat with his legs dangling off this treehouse.
I was fucking hanging out.
Livid. And they were like, Pete, can you say your line? And Pete was like, he would be sat there going, "What? What's he fucking saying? I'm not saying my fucking line."
Oh, it was just, it was a lot.
So as you can tell, Pete.
But yeah, we worked with Paramount.
Yeah, so I turned up. For anyone who hasn't done a press junket before,
which I imagine is most of the audience.
It's exactly how you would think it is. Do you know what? I'm having a beer.
Is this like one of your junkets where you try and make the other person in the room feel comfortable by doing what they do?
No, I just feel like I need a beer to talk about it because it actually really hurts when I talk about it. So anyway, I turn up. It's exactly what you think about from Notting Hill. It's like the horse and hound moment where they're all sat in these fucking hotel rooms and they're like, the hotel rooms are really, really small.
Mm.
And there's a load of wankers in there, basically. And everyone's like, doesn't want anyone to know their questions. So everyone sort of like stands in different corners of the room. And
I mean, which makes me laugh actually, because genuinely or generally, they always ask the same questions.
Yeah, exactly. Which I found really weird because I was like, oh, isn't everyone going in with the same thing?
Did you have your own special questions?
I had. I spent the whole, me and Zara went through Miles Teller's career, actually, because that's who we were interviewing. And we wrote down some questions. But like no one talks to each other and everyone's really like quite up themselves. And so like
it was just like filming Chelsea again, was it?
No, yeah. and basically everyone sort of sat different things, being like, so who, what publication are you with? And so you've got to say who you're with, and you're like, oh, I'm here with X, Y, and Z. And then they usher you.
What did you say? I'm here with my own Instagram.
It was actually, that's exactly what I said.
Oh, fuck.
I think it's before I got the radio show. So I literally went in and I was like, this is just for my gram. And they were like, okay. And so they sat me down and I was quite uncomfortable. And you know what I'm like, Pete, when I'm nervous, I get like quite chatty and I'm sort of like, wee, I'm quite up. And
wee.
So I'm sort of like trying to make people laugh. And I'm, you know, just sort of like being quite a big presence in the room because I think I felt just quite insecure that I'd never done any of these chats before. And I basically then got called in around the corner. They went, Sam Thompson. And I turned around to someone I was talking to and went, I'm up. I was like, wish me luck.
I imagine they probably got that when your name was called.
And he was like, good luck, mate. Because I was telling everyone how like I hadn't really done this before. And I was like, that's me. And I walked in and she left the door open and really loudly in front of everybody else went, I'm really sorry, but we can't have you interviewing Miles Teller. I was like, what? Why is that? And she went, he doesn't want to be interviewed by you. And I'm looking at this fucking open door. And I'm like, oh, everyone can hear outside. And I've just been giving it Billy Big Bollocks down there, being like, wow, what are you asking? Like, these are my questions. And then she goes, he doesn't want to be interviewed. I went, why? And she was like, because his agency have done like some research. And looked-
his agency have done some research and they've seen you dressed as a fucking Godzilla on your Instagram twerking and actually think Miles Teller doesn't want to be a part of that.
And I went, and I was like, no, it's absolutely fine. Don't, you know, like there's nothing you can say. And she went, is there anything like you want to do? And I was like, it's absolutely fine. Don't worry. It's cool. And I walked out.
Called me and genuinely, Sam called me straight from the interview. And then she went, mate, I just don't know what. I just don't think it's ever going to happen. That's literally the conversation that was happening. And I went, what? And he went, Miles Teller obviously knows who I am and doesn't want me to interview him. I found that quite funny.
When I was leaving the room, the guy that I said, oh, it's me, went, sorry to hear that, mate.
Oh, the pity.
And I literally didn't even see him there. I just carried on walking out the room. Now that's over.
Here we go.
Pete, what have you done to stay relevant in this tricky little industry of ours?
I've done something this week to make a difference.
Go on then. Enlighten us, please.
I had to do a speech at Parliament to a number of MPs.
About juvie and the working conditions in there.
No.
And not how they don't serve enough meals in the cafeteria.
No. Listen, I do loads of animal stuff, don't I? So it was about Fur Free Britain and I did all that sort of stuff. So I did that this week. So actually, it might not be relevant in this industry, but for once, and unlike you, trying to use a platform to do some good.
Oh, God, you know, I fucking hate you. You're such a wanker. Like, you actually are. Like, it's the kind of thing where it's like, I now sound like a complete knob and you've turned around and been like, well, I've just done something for animals. And it's
I'll tell you what was awkward, though. So I had to do this speech and I had all this speech wrote out and it was about a time I went to Finland and saw some horrendous animal conditions and all that sort of stuff.
I can't even take the piss out of that.
Anyway.
I've literally got a nod and be like, yeah. Tough. It's hard, that.
So I'm doing this speech about the conditions and the suffering that these animals go through and all that sort of stuff. When I got there, I went to the toilet and I rubbed my eye, and I rubbed my contact out of my eye.
No, you didn't. You wanted to look like you'd been crying, didn't you? So you came back onto the little podium and went...
I couldn't see.
Oh, you couldn't see.
So I rubbed it out, so I had to read the speech one-eyed. Because I couldn't see. So I'm reading this speech out and all these people listening to it, and I kept losing where I was on the page. So I was just trying to blag it whilst looking up, winking at everyone, which was really fucking awkward. Then afterwards, the head of... I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to... So the head of the Conservative Party... part of the Conservative Party, lovely lady, she came up and she went, honestly, thank you so much for speaking today. You know, it was horrendous to hear about, you know, the fur farms and all that sort of stuff. But honestly, Joe, thank you.
Yes! Did you correct her?
No.
Did you go with Joe?
Yeah, I just went with it because I thought, this is now awkward. She obviously has no fucking idea. This is really, really awkward. She went, you know, we've got some great footage here. I wonder if you could just speak to a couple of people that we've pressed, like BBC and all that sort of shit. And I said, yeah, and she went, also, love what you did in lockdown.
Oh, no!
She thought I was fucking Joe Wicks.
And then you are Pete Wicks from Towie, though.
Yes, but I'm not Joe Wicks from Look At Me, I'm Doing a Star Jump, am I?
That's so good. You did. Did you go, it's for the kids?
I just sort of went, thanks so much. Anyway, and then I got ushered outside to do this interview for BBC. You know when you see the BBC interview things and all the political ones, it's always in the same park outside House of Parliament.
Yeah.
So I'm over there. As we were leaving House of Parliament, because we'd come outside and I was still in the grounds, but I was outside, I lit up a fag and got manhandled by the security for lighting a fag. So I had the lady from BBC watching me get manhandled out and then having to do an interview with me. Interesting day. Interesting people. It was a lot like Towie, actually, because that's another place full of fucking snakes and shit storylines.
Oh, hello. He's not over it. He's not over it, listeners. And I think that brings us very nicely into the sidebar of shame. Or as I like to call it, the sidebar of shame.
I've got some big news.
Here we go, baby. Pete's got a child.
It's, no.
You quit smoking.
Oh, no.
Your tag that you had to wear because you were on probation has come off.
Nope. That's still on, still curfew.
You're off the booze.
No.
Towie, let's talk Towie.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because that's how everyone fucking talks.
I don't think it is.
In fucking Towie, you melt, feed that pony. Feed it. I don't actually know what it means, but...
Yeah, go on then.
So, Pete Wicks, a.k.a. Pete the Pirate, has finally left Towie. Essex's Lothario and hard man, Pete Wicks, has finally left the game. The girls are crying, the kids are screaming, and the grandmas are rejoicing.
No, actually, they're the ones that are crying.
The nans are in tears... The girls are in floods.
Yeah, no, so I've left. The headlines this week were dramatic.
Lock up your daughters.
Shock.
Despair.
There was despair, yeah. Love rat, Pete Wicks.
Love rat as well. Not love dolphin, love rat.
Love dolphin?
Well, I don't know, it's just like a beautiful animal, isn't it? Do you see what I mean?
No.
Okay, fine, carry on.
Huge blow.
Is that what you say? Huge blow to ITV B.
Yeah.
Huge blow to mega series that is Towie.
Well, listen, in all fairness, it was around before any of the other reality shows.
Oh, hello, he's got protective it.
Well, I'm just saying, before all of the other reality shows that you're obsessed with.
That is true. I used to love Towie back in the day when it's good.
Anyway, some of the headlines. Do you know what it's like when you have headlines? There's always a source, and it broke before it was supposed to have an announcement, and then I had to do like an announcement thing, which I didn't really want to do.
Yeah,
I just wanted to just not go back, and then that'd be the end of it. The headline was sources close to the show.
And do you know who that was?
No, you never do, do you? And I think it's genuinely just journalists who probably just sat there and thought, I'll be a source. It said, Pete being slightly older than the rest of the cast... I'm not even the oldest one on it.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Who is?
Lockie.
How old is Lockie?
36.
36? He's pushing 40. Not that that's old, by the way. I just want to put it out there. Like, I'm not
and Sam is now saying that because we've just done his radio show where he described me as old and prehistoric and then found out his producer's older than me. Made her feel quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's my boss as well, so I panicked. Yeah.
Then proceeded to just keep calling her lovely and that she was really attractive, which was a bit creepy. No, there's probably a lawsuit coming.
No, because yeah, Pete started to say, no, don't, no. Didn't say she was attractive. I said she looked really lovely.
So,
and then Pete highlighted that said she looked really lovely.
But you didn't.
And then panicked me in front of my boss at the work that I'm at.
Yeah, but you didn't need to lick your lips and
winter. I didn't need that to
That was the bit that was a little.
So there was one source that said you're too old.
One source that says I was
did you
too
get,
old.
No, let's actually know. Let's ask the question from the listeners' mouths.
Are you trying to get an exclusive?
Yeah, right. First question. Let's get it out here right now. Did you get booted out?
Of course not.
Did you get turfed out?
Nope.
Be honest.
I am. I was actually, I had to change. Oh, I don't know if I can
say. Did they say you have to change? Stay off the booze, Pete, or you're off.
No, I had to change the statement to say that I may appear in the future.
Why?
Because they don't want me to say I'm done.
But if you are done, surely you just say I'm done.
I did say I'm done.
Should we read your statement?
But it's a little bit like when you left Chelsea because you were onto bigger and better things and then went back because you had nothing. So I don't want to close every door because I'm not hosting a podcast about Love Island yet. So you've got to hold on and you never know.
Well, luckily for you, Pete, I have the statement right here. So I think the listener really would like to hear exactly what you said. Just wanted to let you all know, this is on Pete's Instagram, by the way, to his fans. To the fans.
This was a real an issue for me as well, because when you do these statement things, you have to write a statement, and that is a lot different to my original one, I'm going to be honest with you, because I hate ever saying fans, and I actually cut off the top part of that because it was initially addressed to my loyal fans.
Oh, no!
And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really have any fans. I've just got a lot of people.
Only fans is what you have.
So, yeah, there's some phrasing in there that isn't.
Well, let me explain and let the listener be the judge. Just wanted to let you all know that time has come for me to take a step back from TOWIE as a regular cast member. .. The show has been a massive part of my life for such a long time and has opened many doors for me in my career. So Pete still seems to think he has a career, which is nice, staying relevant.
I'm going to be honest with you. Management told me to put that one in.
As my diary... Oh, hello. Someone's busy. Someone's outgrown TOWIE. As my diary continues to fill up with my other work commitments being...
Management told me to put that in.
My other work commitments. It only makes sense for me to step back from filming TOWIE full time. This is the good bit. I wanted to say thank you to everyone at Lime and ITV who have worked with me on the show over the past 8 years, through the ups and the downs and everything in between. One thing remains the same. TOWIE and the people connected to the show are all my family. As much as I'm excited to move into the next chapter of my life, I will sincerely miss filming every day with the cast and crew. Now, that's a fucking lie, because you've turned up to the podcast and been like, I don't know why I'm still doing it.
Yes, but it's only
part... You hate every single person on there. We can be honest about this
now. Yes, we can. So it's only a part liar, because as you well know, I love all the crew.
That is very true, actually.
All the camera guys, all the guys, they're the people that I love being there for.
He just hates the cast.
I love being there for all of them. I've worked with them so many years, and so have we on different things, because a lot of people on TV and the camera guys, they work. Yeah, it's a very small world, and they're fucking great.
Well, you did say cast and crew.
I know. Management told me to say that.
Yeah, right, okay. And lastly, and this got me in the feels a bit, I just want to say thank you to you, the fans of the show, for your support and putting up with having to see my face on your screens every week. Don't stress though, because they were clearly stressing. Don't stress though. You may see me pop up every now and then. I'll always be part of the TOWIE highly dysfunctional family. Yours sincerely, Peter James Wicks.
There's no yours sincerely on the end of it, but yeah.
Now there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
First of all.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
First of all, are you going back?
And this,
then why did you say you might be going back?
Because if there's a reason or there's something special.
What would the
to
reason
do?
Be? Okay, what would get Pete Wicks back on TOWIE? Oh. Give me a scenario right now.
Death.
Who will have had to die? Because I feel like there are people you wouldn't go back for, even if they died.
I probably wouldn't even go back for death.
So,
no, listen, you don't know. It's the same as anything. Like, TOWIE's a massive, or has been quite a big part of my life, isn't it?
8 years.
Yeah, so So I do. I owe a lot to the show. So if there was something that worked out and there was...
By the way, you're on Staying Relevant. You're not being interviewed on, like, you know, the Daily Mail online.
No, but that's the truth. Like, it has been a massive... I wouldn't be doing a lot of the stuff that I do now if I hadn't have started on Tale With Them years ago. A lot like you would still be living off your dad if you hadn't have been Louise Thompson's brother on Chelsea. So it opens the gates or the doors for us to do other things, doesn't it?
So as much as I
haven't enjoyed the majority of the bitching and all the fucking other shit that comes with it.
The cheating that you did.
The
Meghan McKenna stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It was around
the Ellen Ray Wise stuff.
Yeah.
Chloe Sims stuff.
Yeah, it was around the same time that you kept getting dumped. As much as all of that stuff is a lot of drama and it's quite nice to come away from that being your reality, listen, we both do. We owe, and this is a Staying Relevant thing, we owe those shows...
For our less than average careers that we've got now.
Yeah, but that's true though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So it's not like a... Yeah, listen, I don't want to be filming it anymore. I'm too old to be filming it.
Thank God. That's what we've really been waiting for. You're too old to be on it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Basically, it was the kind of catalyst to all this other stuff, same as Chelsea was for you.
Mate, do you know what? I would actually agree with that. You know, this is Staying Relevant. We talk about our depressing journey to mediocrity in this industry, and
I actually think the most relevant we've ever been was when we first started on those shows.
Well, no, because I was Louise Thompson's little brother who was just a bit weird with a gap tooth.
Yeah, and now you're and now you're P Wicks's mate. So I think we've got worse. It's really difficult, isn't it?
So Pete's agent lovingly told us that. And I think she actually said this as a compliment. She said that we were the cockroaches of this industry.
Yeah.
And I actually agree with her.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
She said we would survive nuclear winter in this industry and that we would still be there clinging on, never quite making it, but always there.
If you actually, listen, I'm going to do it because I thought you were going to do it, but evidently you don't do enough research. You know what Daily Mail's like.
Yeah.
So you want to hear some of the comments from people after the... Towie leaving announcement.
Is this Daily Mail comments?
Of course it is.
Yes!
So don't worry, I've done them for you. Because we've got some crackers. So obviously the Daily Mail, shock, Pete Wicks leaves Towie. Huge blow. This was after the source says, slightly older. Oh, that's a bit harsh. He doesn't look a day over 63.
Yes!
Your career, what the fuck does that mean? He'll be doing the rounds and reality shows just like that loser Joey Essex.
Joey's actually done quite well.
About time. He's old enough to be the other cast member's dad. Other TV projects. Probably means selling them in curries. it's time for a proper job now. Grow up.
Well, this is the problem, because you can't ever go back, can you, really?
Well, you did. Oh, this is a good one. He's a nobody who thinks he's somebody because he has long hair. That is what makes me a man and a real person, is that I have hair. Never seen the show, but that is much of a loss. One of my favourites. The best one I think we've got from this is... He's a pervert anyway.
Thank you for listening to Staying Relevant with Pete Wicks.
You haven't even said that that's it for the show.
Oh, right, yeah.
You're just reading straight. Basically, we've run out of time now because we waffled on about fucking pointless crap. Now we're going.
Now we're off.
So this is the outro. Ta-da.
Okay. Thank you for... ta-da. Ta-da.
No, it's not ta-da. I'm not a fucking magician.
Okay, right. What should my outro be? Bye.
But do the bits before that you need to tell people. Fuck me.
Okay.
I can't do it anymore.
We are back, and we are back for good, baby. Yeehaws all round.
That was fucking god-awful. But yeah, we'll be back every week now, so... Rate, review, all that shit.
Keep reviewing.
Rate and review. You can follow us on Instagram as well, where you'll be able to get all the little clips and all the funny bits of him being a prat at Staying Rhythm Podcast.
It's the first time he's ever called me funny. Subscribe!
Why have you said it in that voice? Don't know why you would, because it's shit.
Well, no, it's not, because we were at number one at one point.
We were at number one at one point. We're currently not even in the top.
We're not in the top charts. That's because we haven't been on yet for a while. So if you want to get us on, then get us on.
Well, they're not getting us on. We already are on. They just have to...
Get us on your speakers.
That's the whole point of them rate and review and...
And do review.
And rate.
And rate. Stars. I'm happy with it, to be honest. We're back. We're back, baby. we're back. We're here to take over the fucking world. We're going to take over the world.
We're not Pinky in the Brain.
How have we got worse?
I don't know. It's because...
It's got worse. Insanity Group.